Listen to the words of the Apostle Paul as he would write to his young son in the faith, Timothy. Listen to the heart of the Apostle Paul. He writes to Timothy in 2 Timothy chapter 4, and he says, "For I am already, Timothy, being poured out as a drink offering. Timothy, the time of my departure is at hand. I have fought a good fight. I finished the course. I've kept the faith. And finally, Timothy, there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will give to me in that day. But not only to me, but to all them that love His appearing." Paul wanted Timothy to understand that he had fought the right kind of fight, and that he had finished the course or the race that God had given him to pursue, to run, and he had finished in faith. The Apostle Paul was a finisher. But as he's writing these things and as he's pressing his pen in the context of this letter, he writes and he says to Timothy, "Timothy, give all diligence to come to me quickly." You remember Demas? Timothy, Demas has forsaken me. You see, he loved this present world. Alexander, the coppersmith, "Timothy, he has done me much harm. At my first defense, Timothy, all men forsook me." Are you hearing the heart of the Apostle Paul? "Nevertheless, the Lord stood with me and the Lord strengthened me. And the Lord will save me. He has preserved me. There is a kingdom in heaven that awaits me because of the gift of Christ and because of the grace of God. This is what the Lord has done. This is what the Lord will do, Timothy, for me." You know, the wise man tells us in the Proverbs, in chapter 18 and verse 24, that there is a friend who sticks closer than a brother. What a friend the Apostle Paul had in Jesus. Good evening and welcome to all who are here. Again, to those that are visitors tonight, I say to you, welcome. We say to you, welcome. We are glad that you are here. All of us need a friend. But there's not another friend like Jesus. Maybe this time of the year, certainly at all times, it is good for us to consider what it means for Jesus to be our friend. But especially perhaps at all times of the year, the saints in Christ Jesus need to go back to what we know in Scripture about Jesus, who is our friend. Maybe you've had someone forsake you. Maybe you've had someone turn their back on you. Maybe you wanted and needed and expected to receive something from someone that you did not receive from them. But I will tell you, there's not another friend. There's not a closer friend. There's not a more loyal friend to the people and the children of God than Jesus. Think about it. Think of all the songs that we sing in our churches that reference Jesus as our friend. These are just some. I must tell Jesus all of my troubles. He is a kind, compassionate friend. I have found a friend in Jesus. He's everything to me. He's the fairest of 10,000 to my soul. Who knows your disappointments? Who hears each time you cry? Who understands your heartaches? Who dries the tears from your eyes? And the chorus says, do you know my Jesus? Do you know my friend? Jesus is all the world to me. I want no better friend. I trust Him now. I'll trust Him when life's fleeting days shall end. Beautiful life with such a friend. Beautiful life that has no end. Eternal life, eternal joy. He's my friend. Yes, Jesus knows all about our struggles. He will guide till the day is done. There's not a friend like the lowly Jesus. No, not one. No, not one. But of all of those, that's really not as hard as it is to pick a favorite. That's not my favorite. My favorite is entitled, What a Friend We Have in Jesus. You can do your own study of the history of Joseph Scriven, who penned the words of this great poem. I encourage you to do that research, to find out the story behind this poem that was put to music entitled in the book that we sing, What a Friend We Have in Jesus. Let me share that with you tonight. And I encourage you to take this hymn and sing it this week. What a Friend We Have in Jesus. All our sins and griefs to bear. What a privilege to carry everything to God in prayer. Oh, what peace we often forfeit. Oh, what needless pain we bear. All because we do not carry everything to God in prayer. Have we trials and temptations? Is there trouble anywhere? We should never be discouraged. Take it to the Lord in prayer. Can we find a friend so faithful who will all our sorrows share? Jesus knows our every weakness. Take it to the Lord in prayer. Are we weak and heavy laden, cumbered with a load of care? Precious Savior, still our refuge. Take it to the Lord in prayer. Do thy friends despise, forsake thee? Take it to the Lord in prayer. In His arms, He'll take and shield thee. Thou wilt find a solace there. What a friend we have in Jesus. Who and what is a friend, truly? Well, the Bible says Jesus. And I think it says to us, no, I know it says to us, Jesus is truly that friend that sticks closer to us than a brother, born for adversity. There was a publication that was put out several years ago offering a prize for the best definition of a friend. And among the thousands of answers sent, here are some of the top definitions of a friend. Someone said, a friend is one who multiplies joys, divides grief, and whose honesty is inviolable. One who understands our silence. The winning definition. Now, I liked one who understands our silence. I thought that was pretty good. Here's the definition that won. A friend is the one who comes in when the whole world has gone out. There's not another friend like Jesus. So what's the point tonight? I'm going to make two and not three. Jesus is a faithful friend. Faithful like no other. The song asks, can we find a friend so faithful? The answer is no. I have three close friends, not counting my wife. These are men. Men understand things, can relate to things differently from women. And I love my wife. I have three men as my friends that I trust with my life. And as much as I trust these men, and as much as I love these men, and as much as I count on these men, there's not a friend to me like Jesus. The wise man said, a friend loves at all times, Proverbs 17 and verse 17, and a brother or a friend is born for adversity. What that's telling us, with regards to Jesus as our friend, being faithful, he can be counted on every time. Not just when times are good for you and everything is running smooth and going fine for you. Jesus can be counted on and trusted in the tough times. And Brother Travis mentioned that we have those here, and perhaps I'm speaking to and trying to exhort and encourage those who are even here tonight who are dealing with tough times. Jesus can be counted on to help, to comfort, to care. You think of the song, What a Friend in Jesus. Just some of the words in that song, like sins. Life is tough because of sin. Life hurts us because of sins. Choices that I have made, choices that others have made that I love dearly. Sin brings consequences, and with those consequences comes heartache. Griefs, pain, trials, temptations, trouble, discouragement, sorrow, weakness, heavy burdens, despised, forsaken. Those are words to help us in this poem and in this hymn, What a Friend We Have in Jesus, to appreciate that Jesus can be counted on to help us in those areas of life and in those times in our lives like no one else. We needed someone to atone for our sins. No one could have done that except the sinless Savior. We needed the Lamb without spot and blemish, the Lamb of God to take away our sins. Hallelujah, says the songwriter. What a Savior. And I would say Jesus is a faithful friend when you look at what He has done for us in giving His life. Wouldn't you? We needed someone who feels what we feel. We needed someone who can understand, who can sympathize. And in Jesus, we have one that can sympathize. In Jesus, you have one that understands when you cry, that understands when you hurt, that understands times of loneliness, that understands grief, that causes you to tremble and ache, to where at times you think, I can't produce any more tears. And Jesus understands. The Hebrew writer tells us in Hebrews chapter 4, beginning in verse 14, seeing then that we, as the people of God in Christ Jesus, we have a great high priest who has passed through the heavens, Jesus the Son of God. So let us hold fast to our confession. For we do not have a high priest who cannot sympathize with our weaknesses, but was in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin. Now here's verse 16 of Hebrews 4. Let us therefore come boldly. Speak freely. Speak openly without timidity or shame. In the presence of the great, high, and holy God through Jesus the Son of God. Come boldly to the throne of grace that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. I don't know your every weakness. A lot of you, most of you, I don't know any of your weaknesses. Jesus does. Jesus is a faithful friend because He pleads before the throne of God on our behalf. He's a faithful friend who understands and sympathizes. So what He can offer and what He wants to give is comfort when we grieve, calmness when we are afraid, cheer when our spirits need lifting, and care and relief when the hurt needs soothing. And so the Apostle Peter, in the context of 1 Peter chapter 5, particularly in verse 7, Peter said, cast all your care upon Him, for He cares for you. Peter is saying to the saints of God in Christ Jesus who were dealing with difficult times, take your anxieties, take your worry, take your care with regards to you, your family, the future, and uncertain and difficult days. Take it and throw it on the Lord. Like you would some sort of a blanket or some sort of a saddle on top of a horse. Just throw it on the Lord. Cast it on the Lord. Put it on the Lord. Why? He mentions one in the context. Because He cares. He cares. And because He is powerful enough to run to our aid and provide what we need in time of help. What a faithful friend. You know, Jesus was speaking about hirelings in John chapter 10. And Jesus makes the point in that great chapter in John 10 with regards to hirelings. And Jesus just simply said, a hireling, he is going to run and flee from the sheep at the first sign of trouble. Because he doesn't really care about the sheep. Jesus says, not like I do. My sheep, I care. I'm the good shepherd. Jesus said, I willingly lay down, give my life for the sheep. That's a friend. Listen, ladies and gentlemen, Jesus is for us. Romans chapter 8 declares that to us. Heaven is for us. And if God is for us, who can be against us? If God is for us, who can be against us? He who did not spare His own Son, but delivered Him up for us all, how shall He not through Him freely give us all things? You see what Paul is saying in Romans 8 with regards to heaven's help, heaven's power? Heaven is for us. I don't know about you, but there have been times in my life in speaking to God, I may not have said it this way, but the thought of my heart was, God, if You really loved me, why this? God, if you really love me, how could this be? And you can just fill in the blank. And a good friend of mine took me to Romans 8. And he said, Paul, God is for you. What else does God in Christ need to do to convince you that He is for you? What else does Jesus need to do to convince you that He loves you? God, who spared not His own Son, but delivered Him freely for you, how shall He not through Him freely give you all things? I learned something that day. A couple of things. I learned that when we hurt, in times of pain, in moments of fear and doubt, we say things we don't really mean. We're hurting. And it's in those times that we need to go back to who we know and what we know. And I learned that I really, truly, always and forever have a friend in Jesus. And so the songwriter says, what a fellowship. What a fellowship. What a joy divine. Leaning on the everlasting arms. And I've seen some big arms. I've seen some powerful arms. Nothing compares to the everlasting arms. What a blessedness, what a peace is mine, leaning on the everlasting arms. And in the chorus, leaning on Jesus. Leaning on Jesus. Safe and secure from all alarm. Leaning on Jesus. Leaning on Jesus. Leaning on the everlasting arms. Jesus is the faithful friend. You see why I'm thinking in twos tonight? Number two is much shorter. What a friend we have in Jesus, the song. Number one, remember, Jesus is a faithful friend. What a friend we have in Jesus. And number two, prayer is a powerful blessing for the people of God. Some eight times in that one song, we are told to take it to the Lord in prayer. Jesus Himself said in Luke 18 and verse 1, at all times we should pray and not lose heart. What a privilege to take, to carry everything to God in prayer. Are you seeking a peace? Take it to the Lord in prayer. Be anxious in nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God that surpasses all human comprehension will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus our Lord. Do you need that peace that only can come from heaven? Take it to the Lord in prayer. Are you seeking strength and help in facing trials and tribulations? Fix your eyes on Jesus. Cry out to Him. Don't try to carry the burden of the bad news without the help of Jesus. Don't try to soothe your sorrow through some self-help book written by man. Take it to the Lord in prayer. When divorce turns your world upside down, and when your heart is broken over the prodigal child, take it to the Lord in prayer. There's not another friend like Jesus. And He knows what is hard for you, what is difficult for you. He knows your weak points. Take it to the Lord in prayer and ask for strength and ask for wisdom and ask for favor and seek the help when it comes. Be looking for the aid. Be opening the pages of the book of God to find the consolation, the direction, and the comfort. What a friend we have in Jesus. What a powerful song. But what a powerful promise. And as the saints of God in Jesus Christ, understanding and knowing that Jesus is our friend, we should be moved even in the difficult dark days. We should be moved to worship Him. Oh, worship the King, all glorious above, and gratefully sing His wonderful love. Thy mercies, how tender, how firm to the end. Our Maker, Defender, Redeemer, and Friend. But note another song as we close tonight that speaks of Jesus and friendship. Jesus is all the world to me, and true to Him I'll be. Oh, how could I this friend deny when He's so true to me? Oh, the sweet fellowship of friendship, to lean on the everlasting arms of Jesus. But am I a true and loyal friend of Jesus? Jesus says, "You are my friends if you do what I have asked or commanded of you to do." If you're here tonight and you have not placed your trust in Jesus, place your trust in Jesus. He will not disappoint. He's faithful. He will not disappoint. Place your trust in Him. Maybe He let you down and maybe she let you down. Jesus will never disappoint. Place your trust in Him. So when Jesus says to you and makes a promise to you, "He who believes and is baptized shall be saved," Jesus will not disappoint. Trust Him. When Jesus says, "Come to me, all who are weary, heavy laden, burdened, carrying something that you should not carry," Jesus says, "Bring it to me, and I will give you rest and relief." If you or trying to carry the burden and the weight of your sins, Jesus says, "Stop doing that. Humble yourself and seek forgiveness. Repent of your sin and seek favor again." The peace that comes from a right relationship with God in Christ, Jesus will not disappoint. And if your heart is hurting, and if you're dealing with loneliness, there's not a friend like the lowly Jesus. Take it to Him in prayer. If we can help you tonight in any way that is spiritual, come to Jesus, the Lamb of God, your great Redeemer and friend, while together we stand and while we sing.